Morning Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Allow me to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Don't forget And we got the great guest, Jerry Rogers. Been a while since you've been on. That's mostly been me because I've been gone. But Dr. Sherry Rogers, the woman, the myth, the legend, all of it wrapped into one. She'll be here second hour. Of course, prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, this is really what we want to talk about. We don't want to get into situations where we're desperate. That's one of the things we do here. She's going to give you some first rate, top of the line, medical information to help you to get your body ready to just fight infection. What else do you need? James Fetzer. Always love his perspective. It's been a while since he's been on here also. And, just want to check in with him. He'll be on for a fast 30 minutes, I think. And we will, just go over his perspective on where we are, what he sees, what have you. So that'll be interesting. And of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun.
Morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Let's get to the news. This is a big story. Cover up. Now, we didn't go. Oh, I don't know if we went over the story enough. And in fact, I know we didn't, but we're going to now, at least a little bit. Cover up. NIH removes 5G coronavirus study from website following InfoWars expose.
I saw that.
Okay. Now, what is the 5G coronavirus study? Let's get into that more. A paper which argued that 5G cell phone technology could lead to infection with the novel coronavirus has been retracted, but not before scientific sleuth Elizabeth Beek wondered whether it was the worst paper of 2020. Of course, you're going to hear that. The article, 5G technology and the induction of coronavirus in skin cells, came from a group from Italy. From Italy, not from the United States. Notice that a lot of this type of research does not come from America. Mm-hmm. It comes from outside America. Came from a group from Italy, the United States, and Russia. So the U.S. people were involved, but it originated outside this country. Appeared in the Journal of Biological Regulators and Homeostatic Agents. The journal is published by BioLife, which asserts that it's peer-reviewed but has not responded to requests for comment. The abstract is now marked withdrawn on PubMed, and the paper has disappeared from the journal's website. Somebody made a call. Somebody
wanted to squash it.
The abstract, you can get the abstract in the news. You can have the link so you can see it. In this research, here's the quote by the authors. In this research, we show that 5G millimeter waves could be absorbed by dermatological cells acting like antennae, transferred to other cells, and play the main role in producing coronaviruses in biological cells.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Dr. Group was on here saying. This is what many people are on here saying. This is many very well-respected, highly touted, highly recognized individuals are saying that 5G and coronavirus, or the spread of, or the pandemic, quote-unquote, or whatever you want to say, there is a direct connection.
Absolutely.
The authors of the paper clearly have a problem with 5G. In another study, it was argued that 5G technologies cause great harm to human health. Cancer is only one of the many problems. 5G causes 720. There's a factorial about it. Different diseases in human beings and can kill everything that lives except some forms of microorganisms. This is extended paper. Now you know why it had to get off PubMed to the to certain people.
Wasn't Wuhan the first Chinese to go full 5G with that breakout?
That's what people are observing. Yeah. There's a curious observation about that, isn't there?
They coincide with each other, you know?
This is a big story.
Yeah.
One, that that research is being done that 5G could be harmful. Hey, hold up. Israel has stopped all 5G. I think it is Sweden or Switzerland. I apologize. I get it mixed up. They said, we're going to stop all this until we know more about it.
Yeah, like that school, was it New York City? They put an antenna, 5G antenna, right on top of the school, and all the kids got sick. And then that was about a year and a half ago, a year.
And then they stopped.
They pulled the antenna because all the kids were getting sick.
This is, This is life or death, possibly, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Big deal.
We'll move on. We're going to talk about this more as we go, but this is a big deal, and you need to know about this, and you probably need to get that study. And so if people say, well, what do you mean 5G? Well, here's the study right here.
Yeah.
Here's a study right here. Mm-hmm. From Breitbart. Violent crime explosion forces Minneapolis residents to form militias. What have I said over and over about police? There's two things I've said. One is they don't work for you. About police. Anybody who wants to say they do, systematically, I don't know how they can say that. They don't. They work for the municipalities. Yeah. They work for their political arm.
Yep.
They work for the political structure of the city, whatever they're work from.
You can't count on the cops.
You can count on certain cops, but as a system, overall, they are working at the behest of, just look at what happened in Seattle. The cops wanted to go take down that Chop House, whatever it is. The mayor said no. So who do they work for?
Yeah.
The mayor.
Yeah.
The other thing I've said is, when push comes to shove, they can't protect you anyway. This idea that they're there to protect us. Well, we saw what happened in Seattle. We saw what happened in Portland. One, you have the political arm getting in the way of them doing their job, which many of them want to do. My hat's off to them. Mm-hmm. I am with you. This is not, I am not, degrading you. I'm degrading this relationship and this systemic, flaws here.
And there's a Supreme Court case, 10 years ago, saying that the cops have no right to, no obligation to protect
you. To protect you. The other aspect of this is, if there's wide scale, whatever, there's not enough cops to protect you anyway.
Yeah.
So even if they were.
You're on your own.
So what if many cops, even sheriffs, have been telling people, get a gun.
Get a gun and learn how to use it.
We can't protect you.
Yep.
Minneapolis residents in some areas still recovering from rioting and unrest are forming community watch and security groups, some bearing firearms to fight a surge of crime, reports the Wall Street Journal. And no one can blame the residents. In fact, they should be applauded for doing what it takes to protect their own. This is, in the ways I'll explain below, not good. Of course it's not good. But in another way, it is good.
It's great.
Because America is unifying. When in times of crisis, we don't need the government. Why do we need the government for?
They just get in the way.
That's the biggest illusion. What do we need the government for? Our founding fathers were incessant that you mistrust government on every level. Mm-hmm. For everything they do, you distrust them. Everything. You don't believe me? Go look at James Madison's quotes. Go look at Thomas Jefferson's quotes. Go look at many other. You should mistrust everything. Was it Patrick Henry or Daniel Webster? I think it was Thomas Jefferson. Mistrust every time they go to the Jewel of Liberty or they're wanting to manipulate the Jewel of Liberty. This is the jewel of this country. The jewel of this country is the liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. The jewel, the greatest achievement. I don't care if Thomas Jefferson went naked down Main Street every full moon. I don't give two rats but tooties.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. They put a crown on this country that nobody in the history of this world that we know of has ever done. So we honor them and we honor what they did and we recognize it. I don't care what, I don't care if he stole apples from the local produce cart.
Yeah. Here, here.
Jeez, I get it. So tired. Let's move on with the story. Okay. Again, this Walmart story, Walmart, Home Depot, CVS, and others will still serve customers who refuse to wear masks. Maybe I rubbed you wrong yesterday when I said this. I'm going to double down on it. I'm going to triple down on it. I want you to listen to one of the, here's what the Home Depot spokesperson said, why they changed their policy. Okay. This is why they said, it's too dangerous to forcibly or physically deny entry. It's too dangerous, meaning dangerous to they don't want to put,
Their self in jeopardy.
They don't want to put their associates, the employees. They don't want to put their employees in danger.
Okay.
This, you may think that's weird. You may think that's odd. That is the best news I've heard
a long time.
About probably, you know, just about this whole month.
Yeah.
That is the best news. And you think, why? That's odd. That's weird. Because America's not rolling over and putting up. There has to be a cost. If somebody is going to restrict you in America, that's the founding fathers. Mm-hmm. You want to know how the founding fathers thought and what they did? If somebody's going to restrict you, if somebody's going to manipulate your liberty, manipulate your God-given endowment, then there must be a penalty. Right. There must be a cost to do it.
Some pain to the opposite side.
And the cost to do it must be prohibitive for them to continue.
Yes.
It is that simple. You want to protect your liberty? That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means you go to city council and you scream every time, you go to the police department and you pass out leaflets, whatever. There has to be an annoyance or whatever,
yep.
a cost to their actions.
Yep. A thorn in your side.
Has been reported, not reported, it has happened several times, but some of the most famous, somebody who makes coffee at Starbucks was trying to force this customer to wear a mask, and the customer turned around, hauled him off, and knocked him out. Okay? And you think, wow, that was mean. No, that wasn't mean.
Violating your rights.
This is essential.
Yeah.
You want to be free, and I put this in the context of remember how we've compared this mask debate to the vaccine debate? Because next is coming up is the vaccine debate. And so what you better start knocking out coffee makers now,
yeah.
before the what's on the line is a jab in the arm.
That's right.
That's the stark, unfortunate yeah. reality that is before us.
Everything is actuated with those masks.
So they have deemed, you know, they've gotten in tons of arguments. One old lady I know, where my cousin lives, she told me she had the mask on, she got sick, whatever, oxygen depleted, she kind of passed out, fell down and broke her hip.
Huh.
So either the lawyer said, hey, you can't be getting, you know, you can't be having these old people wear these masks, or whether it's, you know, associates being heavy-handed and getting in fights with customers and disturbing. I've told you this. You can think whatever you want about me. You may think I'm rude. That's it. I'm done. Anytime Walmart asks me to do anything, I am rude. I am, non-agreeable. I am disruptive. I am all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
That is my new standard MO.
And two kids over in China in gym class dropped dead because they had to wear a mask. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
They were running,
yep.
It looks like downtown Baghdad, feds protecting Portland's courthouse fear for their lives after 61 nights of unrest. 61 nights of unrest.
Mm-hmm.
Protesters say they're just fighting back to protect themselves as DOJ shares photos of confiscated Molotov cocktails. I got Molotov cocktails.
Well, they're easy to make.
Twitter suspends Donald Trump Jr. Did you see this?
I heard it. Yep.
Do you know why?
No, I did.
He had doctors that were on his Twitter feed, a video that were saying masks don't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
That masks is not the way to handle this, and that they don't stop the spread, and they're just causing harm.
It says right on the box they don't stop the coronavirus.
This is asinine. This is ridiculous. Yes. What kind of country do we live in? Are people that stupid? See, this is why I'm such a nobody gives me any grief at Walmart. If they did, the one lady asked for my receipt going through the door. I'm not giving you nothing. Like,
yeah.
I told her, I said, I'm not giving you anything. I don't care how many times I'm not giving you anything. I am not cooperating at all.
Right.
I am not.
Yeah.
And this is just another example of how asinine
Insane. It's insanity.
You know, it's like I was talking to my aunt, and she said, it says on the box, it says on the box it doesn't stop coronavirus. I mean, this is about ridiculous. If it works, if people are so convinced that it works.
They would say it on the box.
Well, they're saying, you have to wear it to protect them. Wearing the mask doesn't protect you. It protects other people. And she said, well, that's just, I mean, I'm dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, Americans are dumb. They're not stupid, are they? I mean, maybe we are dumb, but we're not stupid, hopefully.
Yeah. You got to be stupid to...
Anyway, Twitter suspends Donald Trump Jr. NFL just declared war on church. A deal reached by the National Football League and the NFL Players Association bans players from attending any indoor church services that are above 25% capacity, multiple sources told NBC Sports on Saturday. Alongside its restrictions on attending worship services, the collective bargaining agreement also prohibits players from attending indoor nightclubs and bars, indoor concerts, professional sports games, and indoor parties that include 15 or more people. The deal has not been publicly released, but NBC Sports made no mention of any restrictions on attending protests. So you can
go to protest.
You can go protest, but you can't go to church.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the NFL's Twitter account has been sharing and celebrating pictures of players engaging in protests across the country. I haven't watched not one pro sports game. I was just in a restaurant, and I was just, you know, it was up on TV, and the game wasn't even on. They were showing all these Black Lives Matter t-shirts, all these Black Lives Matter t-shirts at the baseball game. And I just thought, my God, do these people know what Black Lives Matter stands for?
Have they gone
to the website?
Yeah.
And one NFL player is not going to be kneeling. I am so curious to see how many kneel during the national anthem and how much viewership they lose.
It's going to be interesting. I think they're going to get drilled. Well, they're going to lie about it anyway, but they're going to get drilled.
While many NFL players, coaches, and administrators have announced they intend to turn to activism during the 2020 season, one veteran player has indicated he will not be kneeling for the Star-Spangled Banner. Pittsburgh Steelers defensive end Stephen Tuitt said on Twitter this week that he will stand for his country's flag.
Excellent.
The 27-year-old doesn't care what any of his critics
say. Excellent.
Vaccine developer says people must wear masks and socially distance even after the vaccine is available.
We just went through that. Stupid.
Right. Now, you can get us to believe dumb, but you can't get us to believe stupid.
Exactly.
We have a little bit left in us in America where we won't fall for stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll fall for dumb, but we won't fall for stupid.
We ain't doing it.
So what is the purpose of the vaccine?
See how stupid we are.
It's not to test antibodies, it's to test our stupidity.
That is the only reason. It has to be.
You remember the Georgia governor was going to sue the mayor in Atlanta because of the mandatory mask?
Yeah.
Well, the Georgia governor has withdrawn the request for emergency hearing to block Atlanta mask order. Why? Because the mayor has now made it voluntary.
Oh.
So the mayor is back down.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Bill Gates, benefits almost always outweigh the cost for younger students to return to schools. So Bill Gates doesn't want you to go to school now.
No, he doesn't. No, he wants to.
Our children go to school. He wants you to what? Sit at home? You want to watch them? Don't you have to work?
Yeah, so you don't have to work. You got to take care of your kids. Yep. Nonsense.
Kodak. The
film that went bankrupt. 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, the photograph company. Yeah. Eastman Kodak has received a $765 million government loan to help expedite the domestic production of drugs to treat a variety of medical conditions and to loosen our reliance on foreign sources. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation announced today.
Okay.
That's weird that... a photograph company is not going to be making our drugs, but at least it's in America.
If it's true, you know.
U.S. Attorney, agents will stay in Portland as long as attacks on federal property and personnel last.
Yeah.
Well, the longer they're there, the longer the attacks will last. Is this just perpetual?
At some point they're going to get tired, I would think. No, but they're getting paid. So that's like their job. So that's what they do.
A nonprofit company flips an abandoned prison into a sustainable farm with the help of at-risk youth. Boy, I'm just like dyslexic this morning. Of at-risk youth and jobless veterans on the grounds of an abandoned and decommissioned prison in North Carolina. Vegetables are being tended by hands that, if not for the opportunity to learn the world's oldest occupation, might have ended up in a real prison with nowhere to go but down. Growing Change, that's the organization.
I like it.
That's a fantastic story.
It's great. Grow food. We always need food.
CNN forces Sinclair Broadcast Group to axe interview with Plandemic author Judy Mikovits. I think we're getting her on. I think the book was sent to us.
Oh, good.
I don't know when. She might be coming on soon. You know, she was author of the, if you've seen the movie Plandemic, she's also written a book. CNN.
And Eric Bolin. Did you hear that story about Eric Bolin?
He was talking about
that vaccines and stuff like that. And that company, Ixnet, the interview of him, too.
Wow, these people are, they're complete liars.
Complete.
You know, organizations like CNN, you know, Fox to a great degree, CNN to a bigger degree.
Yes.
Completely is not the right word, but to a big degree.
What was the name of that company? They were supposed to be semi-free. The name of that company that you just said.
Sinclair Broadcast?
Yes, Sinclair Broadcast.
Yeah, it's a conservative. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a conservative. Yeah.
Why in the world would they bow to pressure from CNN?
I heard CNN put the pressure on them, well, and they caved.
Well, they told their whole audience to start writing. You know, how many trolls wrote in and complained? Who knows? There are signs of a second COVID wave in Europe, in UK right now.
Well, they say they've already released the virus, so.
European countries fear a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic as people, I'm not even going to say pandemic, I'll say plandemic.
That's
the coronavirus plandemic. I can't, see, I said vaccines today. I'm supposed to say toxins.
That's right.
Catherine Austin Fitz. That was a really good interview. It's up on YouTube. Catherine Austin Fitz interview. Super good. As people begin to relax and stop following the restrictions through the virus is still present. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that signs of a second wave are emerging in Europe as he backed a decision to urge travelers returning home from Spain to quarantine for 14 days. We'll see what James Fetzer has to say about
this. Yeah, absolutely. I always enjoy James.
One of the ultimate conspiracy theorists.
Ooh, man.
Conspiracy factualists.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, great specials we have there. We'll talk a little bit about more next hour with Sherry Rogers, but thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations, and the like. We need them, we deserve them, and you need to support us. Independent thought is getting scarcer and is being hunted like freedom, like liberty. So there you go. But we're here because you're here, because your support. So thank you very much. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Our next guest is a former Marine officer. He is a prolific writer. He is a pot stirrer. he likes to shake things up. He's written many books about the most just profound and provocative subjects, including Sandy Hook, 9/11, JFK. He's a real expert on. We're always excited to have him on. Welcome back to the Power Hour, James Fetzer.
Oh, Daniel, I'm just delighted to be back. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and I've been very impressed with how you have carried on her tradition.
Oh, very good. We have a conference coming up in November. It's called the Question Everything 2020 Conference. I love the name, Question Everything. Why don't you give us a little taste of what that's about?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I have some of the leading experts in conspiracy research from all over the world, including David W. Mantic, who's both an MD and a PhD. He's the leading expert on the medical evidence in the assassination of JFK. I have Larry Rivera, who's been doing a completely brilliant work on the most recent releases and documents. I have Nicholas Kullerstrom, PhD, the author of Terror on the Tube. This is the definitive book about the London 7-7 subway bombing. I have Dr. Catherine Horton, who's an Oxford particle physicist who has been leading the legal challenge to the use of directed energy weapons to torment and torture enemies of the state. I have Dina Pollard Sachs, JD, a professor of law, author of The Godfathers of Sex Abuse, about Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein. I myself will be addressing the faking of hate crimes, how the Jussie Smollett attack in Chicago was orchestrated and arranged involving his personal trainer and an extra on the set, how the Bubba Wallace fake, it was a door handle that everyone knew that they eventually cut down and replaced with something to look more like a noose, for which NASCAR ought to be ashamed. And most surprisingly of all, the George Floyd death, Daniel, believe it or not, they arrested the guy, manacled him behind his back, put him in the car. Then that would normally be the occasion when you drive him off to the precinct in order to be booked and have mugshots taken. Instead, they took him out the opposite side and laid him on the ground, except now he has no hair. Now he's no longer manacled. You can see his hands in front of his chest. And when they lift him up to put on a gurney, he has no legs. They took out a African-American medical dummy. I mean, it's unbelievable, which is marketed by Sigma 7. It was a magician's trick, Daniel. I'm going to talk about it there, and I have elsewhere on my new blog at JimTheConspiracyGuy.com.
Whoa. This is the first time. You know, I've heard a lot of things around that. I've heard that... I was going to ask you a different question, but I'm not now. I'm going to ask you about that. I've heard that the policeman who supposedly killed George Floyd and George Floyd knew each other. They were working as security at the same thing. I've heard even deeper than that. I can't talk about that. But anyway, you're telling me that it was a dummy that was there on the street. It wasn't even a person. You're telling me what? What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying exactly that, Daniel. You got it right. There's a company in Minneapolis called Sigma 7. This was a Sigma 7 training dummy. I'll be specific. It's an African-American torso airway trainer. It's just the top part of a torso. They performed a magic trick, Daniel. They put him in one side of the car, manacled behind. He's got hair on his head. Then they took him out the other
manacled,
side.
Manacled, you mean cuffed. You mean cuffed.
Yeah, right? Cuffed behind his back. And then they took him out the other side, except what they took out was this African-American torso airway trainer from Sigma 7. They put it on the ground, doesn't have any hair, doesn't have any legs, it's just the upper torso. So when they lifted it up and put it on a gurney, you can actually see air, no legs, when they put it on the gurney. And the Sigma 7 company, which was based in Minneapolis, got out of town fast when the looting and rioting took place, no doubt in fear that when they realized the scam to which they had contributed, they'd turn on them.
Well, okay. I got to look at this video close. Do you have a video that shows this well?
Yeah. If I have this, you know, I just mentioned the new blog at JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, where I've done like 18 shows so far. I do both major conspiracies on Sunday at a show called The Conspiracy Guy, and then I do the Fetz Presents, where I interview experts every Tuesday and Thursday, where tonight, for example, this is another speaker from the conference, Rebecca Carnes. This is a Newtown mom who's figured out what happened at Sandy Hook, Daniel, and she's speaking out. She'll be there at the conference, too, but I'm also interviewing her tonight. But if you go there, Daniel, if you look at the How to Spot a False Flag, I've got a two-part series every American needs to watch, where I go through 15 to 20 of these different cases that have been staged and faked, albeit in very different ways, and you'll understand how they do it in part two, at the end of part two of How to Spot a False Flag. I go through both the Jussie Smollett and the George Floyd and the Bubba Wallace cases.
Okay, I was not expecting to hear this at all. I mean, I'm going to have to see this video. I don't even know where to go, what to even ask you about this. Let's transition a little bit. The biggest conspiracy theory I've seen is that masks stop coronavirus spreading right now. That's the biggest conspiracy theory that I've seen, is that these masks do anything. What do you make of all this COVID nonsense and, you know, Walmart and what have you? What do you make of any of all this?
Well, Daniel, you asked the right guy. I have now for about 80
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're about 80 days. I've been doing a virtually daily report with two other really good reporters. One is named Dean Ryan. He's now residing in Austin, and Mike Barra, who's now resides in Seattle. And we did for over 60 days. Every single day we reported on the COVID crisis. It's a fake pandemic. The whole thing is staged. I've got a huge piece about it on Jim the Conspiracy Guy. It was the very first presentation I made. Now, here are the facts about the mask. These viruses are like 0.1 micron in size, but the masks will only filter out 0.3 micron in size. In other words, not even capable of filtering out the virus. So they won't protect you. What they do is cause you to recycle your oxygen-depleted air. That means your body is not getting sufficient oxygen. It puts strain on your cardiovascular system. It can eventually induce a heart attack. We had a runner in Wuhan, of all places, who ran 2.5 miles with a mask and collapsed. His lung collapsed. His heart shifted to the middle of his body. But get this, too, Daniel. It'll kill brain cells, because you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain cells. So I'm projecting by the time we work our through all of this, the average American IQ will have dropped by 5 points. And frankly, we didn't have 5 points to spare.
That's funny. You know, I said, you can get America to believe dumb things, but we're dumb. We may be dumb, but we're not stupid. What you're saying is we're going to be going into the stupid area here pretty soon.
I'm sorry to say, now get this, this is the sheerest coincidence. I just put up on my Twitter dozens of doctors are speaking out in Washington, D.C., explain just the things I've been explaining to you, how the masks don't work, how lockdowns are harmful. In fact, they're bringing about suicides. They're causing because of preoccupation on COVID. They're not attending to normal medical problems. We're going to have many more cancers. Women aren't getting mammary or pelvic exams. We're going to have many more deaths from suicide alone that are caused by the COVID virus. You can find that hydroxychloroquine, which Trump mentioned early on, turns out to be a wonder drug with regard to coronavirus. I actually published this way back when. There was an article in Virology, which is a journal of the National Institutes of Health, of which Anthony, I call him Tony the Rat Fauci, is a director, that explained that hydroxychloroquine works not only as a preventative if you don't already have it, but as a cure if you do have it. Well, we had physician after physician early on with hundreds of patients who were enabling them to survive by treating them with hydroxychloroquine. So you have these doctors there in Washington now, and I put a link to a tweet where you can link to them at Jim Fetzer, my Twitter account, at Jim Fetzer. And get this, Daniel, if that doesn't knock your socks off, it turns out that Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and others are profiteering from a world-scale respiratory illness racketeering scheme. I also, just before I came on the show, I put that up on my as a tweet, too. You can find these both at Jim Fetzer on Twitter, Daniel.
All right, let me ask you this, and just simple, I don't know if you can even answer it, but just, you know, how in the world is what you just said not on corporate media? How in the world is, you know, the idea that hydroxychloroquine can be a real benefit, a real help? How is that not on every 5 o'clock news in America? How?
Completely controlled. In fact, you know, the Democrats are using this to try to drive Trump out of office. He had nothing to do with it. He was willing to sacrifice his own self-interest for the sake of the American people when he was told by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx about the Neil Ferguson model from Imperial College, where Bill Gates has given huge donations to Imperial College that 2.2 million Americans and 500,000 Brits Democrats would die if they didn't shut down the economy. Trump shut down the economy, even knowing that as a candidate for re-election, the robust economy and the soaring stock market were his greatest strengths. The Democrats have been exploiting this for political reasons. They control the academy. They control the mainstream media. This is a massive effort to suppress information, which is why the two events that I've just posted on my Twitter are so terribly important. Here you have dozens of doctors who are explaining that the American people have been put in a state of fear by the dissemination of false information, and they want to enable people to understand, for example, a point they make right off, Daniel, children are virtually immune from the coronavirus. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Worldwide, there hasn't been a single case of a child transmitting coronavirus to an adult. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the idea that we're shutting down our school to protect from coronavirus is outrageous. When I began doing research on this back in the beginning, I discovered there were 5.7 million American companies, 90% of which have 20 workers or less. While Investment Watch blog observed that these small businesses couldn't survive, 90% of the small businesses couldn't survive a month without revenue. Well, now it's been 2.5 months. They're going under. This has been a massive wipeout of the middle class and small businesses to benefit big businesses and scam artists like Bill Gates and Tony Fauci, who are on the board of this international organization and making mass sums of money. What the public needs to understand is that for Bill Gates, vaccines are a business, a big business. He's reaping billions from all of this, and Tony Fauci is right in there reaping the rewards as well for scamming the American people.
Since when did Bill Gates become a medical source? I mean, we're listening to him, like, because he can help your computer. Now we listen to him about your body. It makes no sense to me.
Daniel, you're 100% correct. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not an epidemiologist.
He plays Gates one on TV, apparently.
That's right. He plays one on TV. That's exactly right. And the American people have to be sophisticated enough to understand that this tech, high tech, this computer guru who made billions by building software programs that had all kinds of defects, so they'd require a constant upgrading whereby he'd make more and more money from the repairs, and where he stifled the competition, has been transferring his work on computer viruses to the area of medical viruses by creating a fake pandemic, would you believe? For about the last decade, he's been holding symposia around the United States about how our greatest fear is not nuclear war, which all of us heretofore suppose to be the case, but a global pandemic. And he's talked about it to plant the seed so that when it would come to pass, when they would roll out this fake pandemic, that they could build on the background. It would fit in with preconceptions because he'd planted them there. Get this, Daniel. They haven't even been able to isolate what's known technically as the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is supposed to be the one causing all the problems. When they haven't isolated it, that means they can't possibly create a vaccine to treat it. And get this, too. They're trading on an ambiguity about the word cases. Anyone who has had a common cold is going to have antibodies from the common cold that will show up if you get a COVID test. So having a COVID test positive doesn't mean you're sick with this virus that can't even identify. It only means you've had a common cold. Think of the genius of it, Daniel, because now they want more and more testing, so they're getting more and more positives from people who have had the common cold. They're shutting down the NBA. The NFL will be next. I mean, it's grotesque. It's all fake, phony, fraudulent, 100%, and I document it on my blog there. You can go through and view the evidence for yourself. JimTheConspiracyGuy.com.
JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. Okay, we're going to have to check that out. All right, let me ask you in this frame of mind, because I've heard one of the smartest things somebody said one time was, whatever they tell you is the problem on TV, that's not the problem. Okay, so if a virus is not the problem, if a pandemic is not the problem, what are they trying to cover up? What is the global conspirators, the global power structure? What are they trying to get our attention off and make us worry about masks and all this ridiculousness? What is it that is really going on?
It's a double-sided coin, Daniel. The international, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, they want to move the country to digital currency. If all our currency is digital, then they can control everything we do. They monitor every transaction, whether we buy a candy bar, a shotgun, go to a movie, they know it. They're going to impose a social merit system like communist China. So that if you don't behave in terms of
Let's say that they want to. Because maybe we can stop this. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I hope to hell we can stop it. But here's the other thing, Daniel. The Democrats are desperate. Right back in December, before, and let me point out to the audience, I'm an independent. I voted for Bill Clinton twice. I voted for Barack Obama twice.
I'm sorry.
When it came to Hillary versus Donald J. Trump, it was no contest. Hillary is a monster. I'm a staunch supporter of Trump, but the deep state fears Trump. In fact, Hillary told Donna Brazile after a town hall that if Trump is elected, we're all going to hang because they've committed so many atrocities. When Trump talks about draining the swamp, he's talking about very serious crimes, including pedophilia, child trafficking, child sacrifice. It's unbelievable. Here's one of the emails that was released during WikiLeaks that the Democrats have been seeking to cover up, reported how Barack Obama has spent $35,000 to fly pizza and hot dogs in from Chicago for a private party at the White House. Well, stop and think about it. That doesn't make any sense at all. If you wanted pizza and hot dogs, you wouldn't fly them from Chicago because they'd no longer be edible. They'd be soggy, cold, you know, ridiculous. Number two, the White House doesn't allow food to be brought in from outside sources to prevent the risk of contamination or an attempt to poison. What you'd have to understand is in the language of pedophilia, pizza and hot dogs are slang expressions for little girls and little boys. That email shows Barack Obama flew in little boys and little girls from Chicago.
All right, allegedly. Hold on. All right, let me pause right there. I'm with you. I just don't want to go and be making claims here. We have enough pressure already. I'm not trying to censor you, but let's just stop that.
I'm with you 100%. Now, if they go to James Fetzer, Jim the Conspiracy Guy.com, I did a whole show about Pizzagate, and you can follow it for myself.
Good. Okay, we'll leave it. Let's leave that part.
Yeah.
Do you? Let's talk about this digital currency because I've done a lot of research, maybe from a different angle. When silver price broke here recently, this is like the beginning of the monetary system as you know it. I believe we are about to transition into something else. And this can be a good transition or this can be a nightmare transition. I believe it can go either way. But it is happening. The fiat system is dead. And I think this, like you've already said, this whole coronavirus nonsense is a cover up to get us to transition into some kind of digital currency. Where are they with this? What is the goal of this? Just comment on that. Anything you can comment on any of those things?
Absolutely, Daniel. Look, I don't think Trump wants digital currency. That's what the bankers, the schemesters, the Illuminati want, because then they can control our behavior by threatening to cut us off financially. Anyone who's seen the movie Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman and Will Smith knows how effective it can be to just cut off your credit cards. Well, just think of everything you do, every purchase, you don't have cash, you got to do it all on credit cards. They can monitor everything and thereby regulate your behavior. And anyone who hasn't seen seen that film must see it. Enemy of the State, completely brilliant. Now, what Trump wants to do, it appears to me, is transition to a gold-backed currency. He wants to get us on a sound footing with regard to our currency, because what we have now are these debt notes that are issued by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a consortium of private banks. It's become fabulously wealthy by charging interest for printing the currency of the United States. You mentioned JFK. Well, he planned to circumvent or abolish the Fed. He instructed the Department of Treasury to print tens of billions of United States notes on the ground that it was absurd to pay this consortium of private banks interest for printing the currency of the United States when the Department of the Treasury could just as well perform
that
function.
Let me interject. We got about 2 minutes. Judy Shelton, who is supposedly the nominee of, well, it's going to be the head of the Fed, she all but said exactly what you said, at least in terms of the gold, but she also said in a cryptocurrency way. So it sounds like it's going to be a plot there, about a minute and a half left.
Well, that would be troubling, but using all of these scams to keep Trump from performing the actions he wants, I began to explain back in December before the coronavirus, Rasmussen did a poll of black likely voters. Daniel, 40% of black likely voters were going to support Trump. And the reason is because his economy actually did raise all boats. I mean, it's amazing. The lowest paid wage earners were having their wages increase at the fastest rate. He was cutting down on illegal immigration across the border. Those were people who were stealing the jobs away from the lower paid employees, both black and Latino. In fact, more recent polls have shown that support for Trump is maintaining. More recent polls show 37% of the blacks are planning to support Trump, and it's, I think, higher, you know, as Rasmussen had, 40% among black likely voters. Well, the Democrats can't win an election without the black vote virtually unanimous. I think all this Black Lives Matter, Antifa, is a desperate effort to regain the control of the black vote for the Democratic Party, and I've just done a show about that, too.
Is it going to work? There's the music. Right? We got 10 seconds. Is it going to work?
No, it's not going to work because everyone's going to be aghast. They're going to look at the destruction that they brought. Well, Black Lives Matter and Antifa are the armed wing of the Democratic Party, and they're going to vote for law and order. They're defeating themselves, Daniel.
Okay. There he is, James Fetzer, JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. Don't forget the conference this November. Sherry Rogers on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay there, Jim.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body consumes and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of